We read the book where the crawdads sing, and the story starts at a marsh in North Carolina, and the main character is Kaya, and she lives in a shack in a swamp with her mom, dad, and brothers and sisters. And one day, Kai's mom leaves, and they think she's coming back, but she doesn't come back. And then after that, her brothers and sisters start leaving whenever they get old enough to leave. And so then she's left with just her dad. And then her dad ends up leaving. Like, he would leave on and off to go to the city because they lived by a city. They lived outside of it though because they were poor and all the rich people lived in the city. But he would take their boat and go to the he would take their boat and go to the city and leave her by herself, and then he would start being gone for longer and longer each time, and then he ended up just not coming back one day. And so then she was stuck there at the shack by herself, and when she was around 14, after she had lived like for years by herself in the swamp, she would be on the boat and see a guy in the swamp, and his name was Tate. And he was like 4 years older than her, but she saw him one day, and they would give each other feathers and stuff from the animals in the swamp that they would find, and she would collect them. And he ended up teaching her how to read and bringing her books and stuff and helping her every day. And then them two start hanging out like every day. And Kai likes him and they kind of fall in love. But he thinks she's too young for him, and then he ends up going to college. And when he goes to college, he says that she should just wait on him, and then she plans on doing that. And he like comes back, says he's gonna come back. And he says he's gonna come back, and he never does. And so then she just kind of gives up, and then she starts liking this guy named Chase. He lives in the town part of where they are, and everyone knows him. 'Cause he's like the star quarterback of their town, and he's really rich, and so she starts liking Chase, and they start hanging out 'cause he starts coming to the place that she starts liking Chase because he starts acting like he likes her, but really he's just trying to use her. And then Tate eventually comes back because he's like a scientist and he's like doing research on the water and stuff around there. When he comes back, he like goes back to Kaya, and he like says that he likes her and wants her to take him back, but she doesn't want to because she knows she misses him, but she just is still sad about him leaving the first time and doesn't want him to do it again. So then Tate warns Kai about Chase and like all this stuff. And when Tate comes back, he like looks at all of her collections and stuff that she's like made over the years with all of her drawings and feathers and things she's collected. And so then he decides to send her like drawings and feathers into a research place that he works for, and wants her to be able to publish it, and he ends up getting her a job there, making the newspapers and magazines for all the what's it called? For all of the animals and plants there at their swamp, and all the species of all kinds of stuff that she finds there. And oh yeah, so after her books are published, after she publishes her books that Tate helped her make and get a job doing, they're all over the place. Like Jumpin' has them in his shops. Everyone like knows about her now, and everybody knows about her books and stuff. And so her brother sees one day, and that's how he knows to come look for her and stuff, is because he saw her book in a store one day, and he goes back to the swamp to like talk to her and stuff. And Kai tells him about Tate, because that was one of his friends whenever he lived at the swamp, and he tells Kaya to give him another chance. And so then Chase is back. Oh crap, not Chase, just kidding. I'll take it back. Okay. So while Tate is back, he sees Chase drive past them a bunch, like, on the boat, and Chase wants to get back with Kaya, but the reason Chase and Kaya broke up was because one day she went into town to get the newspapers to, check, like, if her books were in there and stuff, and just to catch up on what was going on. And then on the front page, there was a picture announcing that Chase was getting married to somebody else, so that's why they broke up. And now he's married to someone else and still, wants to get with Kaya again. And so then Kaya doesn't like want to be around him or, you know, bother him, like, just doesn't want to be around him at all. So she, like, tells him no and all this stuff. And then, then Chase rapes her and she starts fighting back and hits him and escapes and all this stuff. And she realizes that nobody's gonna believe anything she says over what he says because he's popular in their town. And so then, one day his body is found near the swamp, and all the clues show that he, like, fell off of it, and that, like, no one was there, nobody could have pushed him, nobody could have, like, been there. And they do all kinds of, like, research and tests and, like, walk around, check it, like, just check anything to show that someone could have done it, but everything shows that, like, no one else was there. And so they think Kai did it because she lives near there and she's sneaky and stuff. So she goes to jail for, like, a while, just while they're waiting to figure out if she even did it. And they have no proof that she did it, and she has to be in the jail cell and stay in the jail for a while. And then they finally have the trials and stuff, and people think it's Tate because Tate liked Kyle and maybe was trying to get back at Chase, and they think it was Chase's friends, or, you know, just, like, they have a lot of different people that they think it was, but they have Kyle in jail even while they don't know who it is. And so then whenever they have the judge and the trial and all that stuff, they say that there is not enough evidence to show that Kaya did it. But the reason and evidence they had to say that she did it was that she got him a necklace, and when his body was found, the necklace wasn't on there. So they think she would have taken it. But that was, like, the only evidence that they had. They tried to use evidence from trains, but none of them added up to where she would have had time to do it. And so they let her free. And then after that, her and Tate end up together, and she's making magazines and researching all kinds of stuff for the company, and Tate is a researcher and does experiments with stuff at the company that they both work for. And at the end of the book, it says that Kaya wrote these, like, poems, I think. I don't really know. Okay. Well, okay, at the end of the book, Kaya goes home, and she's digging through her house looking, and she moves this board, and then she looks in it, and there's all kinds of newspapers and poems. And there's these poems that were, like, wrote but they were by someone else, but it was actually Kaya. And all these newspaper articles about Chase getting killed, and then on top of all that stuff, there's his necklace. And so that was what actually showed that she did it and killed killed Chase. And so, yeah. I was surprised when she actually killed him, because from all the evidence, he wouldn't have thought that she killed him. But, yeah.
How does the North Carolina marsh setting shape the story? Charlotte and Krista.
The whole book was based on her knowledge of the plants and animals that she learned about living in the marsh. And that shaped her whole world and her future. It helped her write the books and helped her illustrate all the fauna and flora of the marsh.
And that's where most everything that affected her life happened. Like the, wasn't she right? She was raped there, or, I mean.
She fell in love.
She fell in love there. And I mean, that's just where everything happened.
Okay, discuss the series of events that led to Kaya living alone in the marsh. Who failed her and who was there for her? Were there better choices that could have been made? Slick, stop!
I hope you...
I'll cut it out. Okay. Quit commenting about...
Okay, well...
Talk about your...
First of all... First of all, the only person that was really ever there for her...
was her daddy.
Oh, no, I would say the guy...
the dude friend from the...
Yeah, the friend. He was the only person that was really ever there for her. And then her brother, when, you know, her brother did come back for her. But, I mean, everybody in her life pretty much abandoned her.
Right.
And I don't really think that there were other... I don't really think there were other choices. I mean, the people that owned the marina were there for her.
Jumping in his life.
Yeah, they were there for her. I mean, the people that were there for her, I guess, basically, I mean, none of them were family. I mean, it's not like, you know, she had other options, really.
There are lots of questions. So.
The events that led up to her living alone was her mother left first, right? Mm-hmm. And she kept waiting for her mother to come back, and she never came back. And then...
because she was dead.
After her dad... after her dad died, she was really alone.
Okay, great. Next question. I don't know.
Well, remember, he disappeared for a long time, and then he came back, and she had been...
He was at the bar.
Yeah, but remember, he was at the bar, but, I mean, he left for months or whatever, and then would come back, and then yeah. And she had fended for herself, and that's when they got a relationship.
Okay. How do Kaya's observations of nature influence her understanding of the world? Anybody? The things she collected, the newspaper, the job. Any of that ringing a bell?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it... I mean, that's how she learned about the world, and that's how she got money. But how it formed her... What was the last part of that question?
Understanding of the world.
How it formed her understanding of the world, I'm not... I mean...
I guess you would have to say that's how she learned about the... not the outside world, but the world of nature.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she think they were similar to people? Like all the stuff she learned and studied?
She equated it to people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she really didn't know people. Because she was, you know. But go ahead.
Yeah. How did you feel about Kaya's decision not to return to school? How different would her life have been if she had stayed in school?
I don't think I agree with her decision not to go back to school because, I mean, I think at that point she was so far behind that maybe education-wise she would have been a little better off, but socially I feel like she would have been a pariah. Like, I mean, and that's my personal opinion.
I think if she had stayed in school, her life would have been different because someone would have stepped in and got involved and have forbidden her to live out there by herself. But I do think...
And then she would have been but then she could have just been, like, in the system, and I don't know that she would have flourished.
She probably wouldn't have, mm-hmm. But on the other hand, there had to have been some good people out there that would have befriended her, and she wouldn't have been so isolated.
That's why she left school in the first place. Because mm-hmm. nobody was her friend.
Mm-hmm. I know, but eventually, I think she would have made maybe at least one friend.
Nah, she did, in the swamp.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And one not so good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where's Remy?
What is Kai's relationship like with Jumpin' and Mabel? What do they have to offer her? What is Kaya's relationship like with Jumpin' and Mabel? What do they have to offer her?
I think they saw her as, her relationship with them was almost probably like a
parent.
A parent, yeah. And I think they taught her the ways of the world, kind of. I mean, that's who she went to.
And I think she learned from them that there are people you can depend on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which characters had the biggest influence on Kaya?
Well, Chase definitely had a big influence on her because...
Who is that one dude?
What's the other guy's name?
I thought it was like...
Is Chase the bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one who dies.
Yes, because that...
But the other guy, whatever his name is, he is the one...
The swamp boy.
I mean, he pretty much... was her...
Tate! His name is Tate.
Yeah, Tate pretty much... taught her to, like, read, I mean, which ultimately gave her a future.
Well, that's true.
So I would say Tate, in my opinion.
And he's the one who turned in her stuff to that mm-hmm. place and the reason yeah. she even got the
yeah.
job.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think Chase had a big impact because of what she did. Based on his treatment of her.
Okay.
What'd she do?
She killed him.
Oh, I thought
she didn't kill Tate. She killed Chase.
That's oh, I didn't. Did she kill him? I thought Tate killed him.
Did you not pay attention to the?
Well,
end of
I
the
can't
book?
Remember.
Okay.
It never actually said she killed him.
Yes, it did.
Oh, it did say she killed him?
I'm pretty sure it did.
I thought
I thought, that's why I kind of thought he...
No,
it kind of explained how she hid.
Did the... Did the ending of the book offer the closure you wanted? Were you surprised or disappointed by the way the book ended?
I can't remember the end of it.
I was surprised because I
really... Oh, I remember being surprised.
Yes, because what surprised me was because, I mean, they questioned her and they thought she did it. But then she went into detail about how she, I mean, she had learned so much from the animals and her surroundings that she covered up her tracks. And then I was surprised at the end when she went and
dug up the newspaper and the necklace out of the board
that she had hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was surprised.
Me too. To be honest, I thought that Tate did it.
Yeah.
Where's it?